This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. Caroline Moss joins me today to talk about your cats. Hi, Caroline.
Hello.
Caroline is the mother of two cats now.
Oh, my God. I'm a stepmother of one, mother of another. And we are, you know, I feel young again.
I had the distinct pleasure of meeting Caroline's second
cat. That's right.
On the day he came home with me. Kevin.
I had just given birth to Kevin, and I still managed to have friends over to watch Real Housewives. Kevin came home. Kevin, at that point, if you remember, was locked in our second bedroom, mm-hmm. and then our other cat was having, like, a panic attack, as was my fiancé.
Yes. It was actually a very remarkable thing to watch the two of them both having panic attacks.
Yeah. Everyone got a Xanax.
It was amazing. and it worked out really well because I haven't done a cat episode in over a year.
Oh, good.
So I am overdue for it. But yes. Also, the most remarkable thing happened when I was at Caroline's.
I'm remembering now. Well, you have to first set the scene, you know, where her location, her... So, do you want me to say it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so, you know, we're just enjoying an episode of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, as you do. And cat number one, whose name is Cat.
Didn't know the cat's name was Cat.
Her legal name is Victoria, and we just kind of refer to her as Cat or the Cat.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there was an OG cat named Cat who I was very devoted to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Corey Sika's first cat.
Was named Cat?
It was named Cat, the cat.
Corey, if you're listening to this, you probably should have told... I've cat-sit for Corey before. Corey's, like, around in my life. It's mm-hmm. weird that hasn't come up, or maybe that's knowledge and I just, like, don't know, but...
I was actually surprised when you said the name was Cat that you weren't, like, just like Corey's cat.
Corey probably refers to our cat as Victoria.
Probably.
Most of our friends do, but we call her Cat because Victoria seems insane to say, but
I like that they have people, like, real people names. Kevin is hilarious.
Kevin was, girl or boy, we were like, his name's going to be Kevin. But Kat basically, like, walked right in front of the TV, directly under it, found the exact center on the floor, and vomited.
Yeah.
And she did that thing that cats do, which is, like, they're, like, choking, like, Mrs. Doubtfire style, and, like, you just see their necks, like, going back and forth and back and forth, and you're like, oh, my, and you, like, can't look away.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, this long... like one long piece of vomit just is like on the floor and it's so disgusting.
It was so, but it was funny because first of all, I have to commend both you and Dan for staying incredibly calm about the fact that this was happening in front of me.
Yes. Most oh my God, I was horrified.
Most people would be like, you shouldn't, no, there's no reason to be horrified. Yeah. Like, it's normal. But most people would be like, oh my God, Jolie, we're sorry. Like,
no, mostly I was like, I hope she does not have to use the bathroom in our house.
You both.
That's what makes me nervous.
Oh, I'm sorry that I did. I know. On the way, I actually thought about it. I was like, maybe I should just hold it so I won't have to stress them out. Anyway,
it stresses out. Don't worry. It was a
very dramatic vomiting hairball situation that was going on.
So disgusting.
Right in front of the TV. And Dan was funny too because he like announced that it was going to happen. Like, he was like, oh. We're gonna have
He's
some
a
vomit.
Sportscaster.
It was really funny, and but like he jumped right to and cleaned it up, and that's actually the first question that we're gonna talk about today is cat vomit and hairballs and like what to do.
I love that.
Before we get into it, though, you guys, I have to remind you that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron. Go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. May a couple of you guys. It is November 1st, and I am supposed to be doing the beginning of the month patron thanks. Mm-hmm. I completely forgot, and I'm going to just plead mercy from all of you guys because I think, as you know, I consider November 1st to be the worst day of the year.
Why?
Because it's the day after Halloween.
But what does that mean?
Because it means I have the longest stretch of the year to wait until Halloween comes back.
Oh, so you're like on Christmas.
I am the Halloween person.
Oh,
someone,
my
Caroline,
God.
Someone dressed up as me for Halloween. So you guys, someone dressed up as me for Halloween.
What?
She tweeted a photo at me last night. I like lost
That's
my
amazing.
Ever-loving mind. I saw it on my way home from my like my Halloween fun yeah. that I was having. I lost my mind over it. It was so cool.
That's
she
cool.
did the whole like she had a headscarf and she had the big hoops and the bright pink lipstick and a big bottle of vinegar and she was like I'm Jolie Care for
oh
Halloween.
My God.
I can't even believe it. I'm a Halloween costume. My
Congratulations.
Dreams have thank you. My dreams have come true.
I don't think I knew this about you that you love Halloween.
Oh my
so
God,
much.
I'm the biggest Halloween person in the whole wide world.
So do you start celebrating in like July?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
like what is celebrate like? How do you celebrate?
Well, the thing is, actually, so for this job, Halloween is a really, really messy holiday.
Okay.
And so I basically spent all of October like writing and podcasting Halloween content. So like that's like
wow.
I'm just like, and I have to say I do get burnt out on it.
Yeah, sure.
So you know, I'm a little long in the tooth now for like the big parties and kind of stuff like that. But I, you know, like I love the candy. I always make myself a bowl of candy corn and peanuts and enjoy that while I'm
wow.
watching the unaired Elvira show pilot.
Wow.
I have my like little traditions. I usually reread The Legend of Sleepy Hollow
nice.
And scare myself silly
Perfect.
With that. Like, yeah,
That's
I just
so nice.
I just love Halloween.
This is how I feel about Christmas, but I'm sure like you're more
Christmas.
Of me than there are of like Halloween lover. Like
yeah.
there that's not that weird to be like I get sad on December 26th. Yeah. You hate Christmas?
I hate Christmas. I hate the holiday season.
So
yeah.
now not only is it November 1st, but we're now
but,
heading into the stretch of the worst.
Yeah. And it's a really busy time of year in my mm-hmm. line of work and I get horribly, horribly depressed. My listeners know all of this.
Yeah, yeah,
just,
no,
like,
I'm sure.
Listen to me like cry through like 8 weeks of holiday
yeah.
episodes. Ugh. But we are not doing a holiday
no,
episode
today.
Is
the cats.
I was like I actually was laughing at myself. I was like, girl, this is the worst day of the year for you, and you're doing a cat episode? Like, why do you hate yourself?
Yeah.
But no,
well,
it's okay. It's okay.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be good.
I'm excited to learn because now I have two gross.
Yeah. We have some really, really good questions.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to have you read the first question from Barbara, and I am going to give you guys a little heads up. I have permission to say this. I wrote an article for the New York Times in August about cleaning up common dog messes,
mm-hmm.
and I have one in the hopper for the Times about cat messes.
Great.
And it should be out in the next. This episode will air, I think, on November 6th. The cat mess article should be coming out right around that time, too.
Great.
So I mention that because when you hear Barbara's question, Barbara is one of my New York Times readers. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah, she references the dog mess article.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Jolie, enjoyed your article about dealing with doggy stains. I do not have a dog, but I have had problems with cleaning vomit stains made by my cat. Kitty has excellent litter box habits, mercifully, but she tends to throw up at least once a week. Barbara, I hear you. Sometimes it's a fur ball, other times for seemingly no apparent reason. There's nothing medically wrong with her. I've tried an enzyme-based product called Nature's Miracle, which does a pretty good job but doesn't get the stain out completely. It definitely does a good job with eliminating odors. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other ideas? I have white wall-to-wall carpeting. Oh, my God. So this is really an issue. Yeah. Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah. I have ideas for Woo! Sure. I know, right? There's
well,
a lot.
Let me know. I have wood floors, and my cat is, like, somewhat polite and only vomits on the wood.
Yes.
Like, knock on wood now. But, okay, so I'm interested. That's really brave, Barbara.
Yeah, I'm going to blow your mind with a bunch of things I'm going to tell you, Caroline. I'm
very
excited for this. And actually, I am so glad that Cat the Cat came up.
Yeah.
Because the first couple of things I'm going to say actually come directly from Corey Sika, who was also the very first guest on the very first episode of Ask a Clean Person,
oh my
the
God.
Podcast. He joined me to talk about cat messes.
That's so. So I'm going to say this out loud because I don't know if Corey knows or noticed or whatever, but when I was cat sitting at his house, one of his cats vomited on his rug, and there were not a lot of great answers, and I did my best, and I hope they never figured it out. Corey, I'm sorry. I tried really hard.
Surprise!
Yeah, we're about a month late here. Okay, I'm ready. I want to hear.
Too bad you didn't know me at the time.
I know.
I could have been like on speed dial and been like, oh.
My God, it was very stressful.
I would have been like, scoop it up and put it under his pillow.
And the thing is, it's like with cats, you're never like, oh my God, the cat must be sick, because you know the cat's not sick. You're just like, oh my God, they like fucked up something.
Yes,
am I allowed to say that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Sorry. I should have given you that. No. Yes, we swear
it's
on
this
show.
It's just that like they ruined something. You're like, the cat is fine. This pillow is not.
It's not.
Okay,
and
so
that
I'm ready.
And that really is. So actually, that leads me like into the very first thing. So,
yes.
You know, Barbara has said like there's nothing medically wrong with Kitty. And I want to highlight that she said that, because that's actually the very first thing you should be asking yourself. If your cat is doing this very regularly, check with the vet. Likely that nothing is wrong with the cat, and the cat is just trying to mess with your fucking life. Because it's the nature of cats. And you guys, like, sidebar reminder that I always have to give. You guys know I tease the cat owners because I love. But also, I really admire cats. And I admire their way of completely fucking with their people.
Yeah.
Like, I think that that's great. Yeah. And I'm very cat-like myself. So.
It's the downside to having extremely self-sufficient animals. Mm-hmm. And I was a dog person until these cats came into my life. Yeah. So
I mean, I'm a dog person for sure.
Yeah.
But I personally am very cat-like, and I really admire the evil nature of the cat. And I mean that sincerely. That's not me dragging cats.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's also part of my Halloween-y thing, right? So, you know, Barbara did check with her vet and made sure there's nothing medically wrong with the cat, but that's always the first place that you want to start. Now, here is the tip that comes from Corey.
Okay.
I have like, held with me low these many years.
Wish she gave it to me before I left on vacation, but sure.
Well, it's funny, actually, because he claims that his cats don't vomit and don't have hairballs.
This might have been before he got cat number three, because I think cat number three was the one that vomited.
That makes sense. Okay. So one of the ways in which he has in his life of owning cats really managed to have cats who don't vomit frequently and don't cough up hairballs is that he has them on a very, very specific diet. So a lot of this stuff, sort of the regular common cat food that you get, whether it's like the low cost stuff or, you know, the
Whole Foods for cats.
Maybe not up to the Whole Foods for cats, but like sort of in the span of like your generic cat foods.
Okay.
A lot of those contain fillers that can bother cats.
Okay.
And basically what Corey said is, he was like, we buy this incredibly expensive cat food. And he was like, and it's crazy. And I definitely have feelings and thoughts about the fact that like we're overfishing the ocean to feed our cats with this stuff. But he was like, on the other hand, no hairballs, no vomit.
Yeah.
So diet, even if there's not something medically wrong with the cat, if the cat is sort of having these problems frequently, that is another thing you might want to discuss with your vet, is changing their diet. I wouldn't say like go out and just start experimenting wildly with their diet. Like, I
no.
think that is probably something just to check with the vet about.
He is on, they do, his cats are on a strict diet. I got like video instructions when I was taking care of them.
Can you send me those video instructions?
Corey, I'm sorry.
I'm just going to watch that.
It's in the cloud. So I will add also that, like, a lot of times this is how cats react to being stressed.
Yes.
So, like, it would make sense if Corey's cats don't vomit but vomited when I was there, because their owners were gone and I was new and they had never met me before. And my cat had just met another cat. And sometimes, like, even when my fiancé leaves and it's just me and the cat at home, if she senses that he's not there, she, like, it's like their panic attack.
That's exactly what it is. It totally is their panic attack. And that's fine. You know, again, that's kind of why I say, like, these are things to check with your vet. And the vet may be like, listen, the cat's just panicking and barfing. Like,
It'll be over soon.
But if this is a regular thing, which is the case with Barbara and her cat, it may be that the vet says, like, actually try to change her diet, because she shouldn't be that stressed that often.
Yeah, it shouldn't be happening all the time.
Right. I mean, on the other hand, if she's that stressed that often, she's me. So I understand.
Right.
Okay. So that's the background that I want to give you guys. Now let's talk about the actual cleaning part.
Cool.
Okay, so first of all, I want to commend Dan.
Yeah.
Because he did exactly the thing that you are supposed to do when the cat vomits. You are supposed to get yourself a big wad of paper towels, and you're supposed to pick up the solids, and then you're supposed to put the wad of paper towels with the solids into the trash. And
yes.
That was exactly what Dan did. Now, you guys have the benefit of having hardwood. And
yeah.
So that was really the beginning and the end of the cleaning situation for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had wall-to-wall carpeting, mm-hmm. or if Kat had vomited on the area rug that you guys
yeah.
have, this would have been the second step to take
okay.
after picking up the solids. Because you do need to pick up the solids first. Like, get that.
Yeah, because a lot of times it's like, I mean, this is gross, but it's like whole pieces of kibble.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like one long lump, and then like there's a little like liquid like drip. It's so gross.
It's really
but
gross.
Yeah, you do. We have to do it. Get it really fast. Because there's been times where it's like if she does it, we're not home. Then you come back and find it. It's like you're like ripping it off of the. It's so gross.
It's so the
it's
thing
disgusting.
Is, the thing is, so actually, it's proteins. Vomit, whether it's cat vomit or human vomit,
is
proteins.
Love
and if
science.
You think, do you eat eggs? Are you an egg eater?
I do eat eggs.
Okay, I do not, but I know this. I can't stand. I can't abide.
I love
an
it.
Egg.
I would have like 10 a day.
Yeah,
I mean, I
okay. So you, as an egg eater, you probably know this. If you cook eggs in a pan,
yeah,
and you serve them onto your plate and you leave the pan, when you go back after you've eaten your meal, the egg residue has like congealed and hardened onto the
yeah,
pan.
Yeah, into the filmy stuff.
It's the nature of proteins.
Mm,
so yummy. The cat vomit, chemically speaking, is similar to the egg residue.
Okay, I'll never eat another egg.
No, you will. You will.
Again,
you will.
And
it's
not
just,
think of
it's just the nature of protein. You want me to really freak you out?
No, I don't know. Do I?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Semen is also a protein.
Hell yeah. I mean, I remember that used to be like a joke kids would say in high school. It's like semen has like 1,200 calories. And I'd be like, what?
But that's the reason why sexual fluids have that same kind of...
Nice. Get that like black light out. And
they have that like viscosity where mm. if you...
gross.
It's so gross.
We're adults.
if you get to it right away, it's easy to wipe it up. But if you leave it...
I'll remember that
next time.
Just
sit
around. Oh, you know, that's why it's been so difficult. I didn't know you couldn't just let the semen sit.
The technical term for all of this is crusty, by
the way.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's move right
on. I love
along.
That. Okay.
So because all of these are proteins,
yeah.
what you want to use to reverse a protein is an enzyme. Enzymes
okay.
break down proteins.
Yeah.
It's why there are enzymes in our saliva. Because so much of our food is protein-based, and the enzymes in our saliva
oh
help
God.
To break down the protein, right? So it's like a...
It's all coming
like
together.
Mrs. Wizard up in here with the science.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay, so you want an enzymatic cleaner for this.
Okay.
Nature's Miracle is indeed an enzymatic cleaner, and it's a very good one. And we're going to talk in the second segment about Nature's Miracle because some people love it and some people don't. And
oh, okay.
And,
it's like the cilantro of
kind of
cleaning.
Is actually,
amazing.
It kind of is. Two other to mention that are really good. Zout, Z-O-U-T. Everyone hears me say this all the time. Z-O-U-T.
Uh-huh.
That's a laundry pretreatment for, you know, human laundry. But
like a stain
it is,
sticker mm-hmm. kind of thing? Cool.
Yep. It's like a, you know, trigger spray.
Yeah.
And it can be used on things other than laundry. It is heavily enzymatic, and so it's really, really good for any kind of protein stain treatments, whether it's, like, something that's on your actual laundry or
okay.
carpet. You can
now,
use it for that.
Now, on these containers, when you're shopping for them, are you looking for, like, a certain percentage? Like is it, like, alcohol?
The ingredients aren't listed by percentage,
okay.
unfortunately.
So, but if it's an enzymatic cleaner, it's, like, that's the same straight through.
Yeah, like, you basically want to look for something that, like, that like touts itself as enzymatic.
Okay.
In their kind of like their branding.
Okay.
But that's also why I give the products because I'm like, I know the ones that are actually
okay.
good.
So Zout.
So Zout is really good. There's one other one called Puracy. That's Puracy. Puracy Stain Remover is also very heavily enzymatic and is very, very good. So
okay.
all of those would be great to use on these stains.
Okay.
Now, in the case of Barbara, I think what's going on because she said that the Nature's Miracle was good on the stains but didn't fully eliminate. And sometimes what it means when that happens is, first of all, it means you're using the right product. If it got rid of half of the stain.
Oh, really?
You're on the right road.
Oh, okay.
And the problem is either one of two things. Either you just need to do a second pass. Because
okay.
Sometimes that's all it takes is just like
putting
a
something
second...
through the wash again.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Sometimes it just takes a second go around.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes also you just need to be using a slightly different tool or technique. And so in the case of this carpet, yep. What I would suggest is actually something that I talked about in the dog mess article that Barbara referenced, which was a person who I knew, who I work with.
Yeah.
Had written to me and she was like, my dog got diarrhea on our white carpet. Mm-hmm. And like, she was like, I used the spot bot. It didn't come out. Like, what should I do? And I was like, okay, you're going to think this is way too facile, but just try it. Cause I have a feeling this is going to work. I was like, dilute some liquid laundry detergent. And you know, like dilute it with water, put it in a little or in the cap or in a little bowl or something and get an old toothbrush. And dip the toothbrush in that and use the toothbrush
sure.
to scrub at it. Because what I suspected was happening was that the spot bot that she was using wasn't penetrating deep enough into the fibers to get the stain fully out. And she wrote back like a few hours later and she was like, God damn it, Jolie.
It's gone.
She was like, that works. And I was like, that worked.
That's awesome.
So for Barbara, what I think it might take is it might take using the Nature's Miracle.
Elbow grease.
And a little elbow grease with an old toothbrush.
All right.
The other thing that I think in her case would just be a good investment to make, you guys probably don't need one, although you may, because with two cats and upholstered furniture, you might find that you need this. But definitely for Barbara,
yeah.
who has a cat and has white wall-to-wall, I think investing in a carpet and upholstery cleaning machine is probably going to be
totally.
A really, really smart thing to do.
Yeah.
So I've got some recommendations of different ways that you can go with this. So
okay.
First of all, you guys can rent... the full-size rug doctors.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about how I, like, really wanted to deep clean my rugs.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems like a great activity.
It's really, really fun.
I am so excited about that.
So the full-size ones that you can rent, the rental cost is about $30. It's very affordable.
Wow.
You can rent them at... pretty much every grocery store has them. Like, it's one of those things until you see it, you never notice it. But once you see it, every grocery store, you'll be like, hey, these things are in every grocery store. How would I never notice this?
Where would they be?
They're usually like either
like in a Key Foods, like maybe
my tiny Key Food.
You're kidding.
Has them.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Like, I promise you, you'll start seeing them everywhere.
I know.
Now that you'll look for them.
Oh, my God, I'm going to look for
them.
They're
usually, like, over by, like, customer service. And
okay.
The rental is about $30.
Okay.
It's usually, like, a 24 or 48-hour rental.
Are they heavy?
They're not huge, but they're not, like, they're not super small. You could handle it.
Okay.
You would have no problem with it. So that's one option. You can buy your own full-size portable upholstery and carpet cleaner machine too.
Right. I guess
we're outliers.
Are there other people out there with houses? I get it.
Yeah.
Now, do you need to buy any specific cleaner when you rent the thing?
The rental comes with the cleaner.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm like doing this tonight.
That's
I'm like,
really
cancel my plans.
I'm really
sick. I gotta go home.
I'm
gonna go like deep clean my rugs. That's great. That is so cool.
But some other options are, and I think that this is probably going to be the thing that Barbara should really consider doing,
yeah.
is that you can buy portable carpet and upholstery cleaning machines.
Okay.
And there are basically two different styles that you can get of the portable ones. You can get the plug-in ones, or you can get handheld ones. Now, I have the handheld one.
Cool.
It was $69, which is
nice.
Pretty much why. Thank you. Pretty much why I bought it.
Amazing.
I don't have a lot of upholstered furniture in my home, and so that's the reason why for me a very small little hand. It looks
maybe
like
I'll register for that.
Okay, we're gonna talk about that.
Okay, great.
Did you get my text by the
way?
I did.
I like put it in my yes.
Okay. So we'll talk about that.
Okay.
So for me and my needs,
mm-hmm.
It's the size of a dustbuster.
Cool.
And it's cordless, so I really like that. So you charge it,
yeah.
But it's cordless, and that works great for my needs. The next sort of step up, which is probably the right thing for Barbara's needs, is the portable model that's the plug-in.
Mm-hmm.
There is a wire cutter recommendation. You know, I trust the wire cutter
mm-hmm.
in all things.
Mm-hmm.
The one that they like the best of all the models is the Bissell Spot Clean Pro. That's about $130.
Seems reasonable.
So, yeah, I think that, like, you know, but budget wise, like you're basically looking at, you know, $70 for a handheld, $130 for the portable one. And the portable one doesn't take up a ton of space. I would say it's probably about the size of...
Like a stand-up vacuum cleaner?
About the size of a microwave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, not huge. And great. And they really work. And so I think that that's probably going to be the best investment.
And you can use these when you spill a glass of wine or something.
Yes, they work great on wine. I actually...
Because a white wall-to-wall rug is really brave, Barbara.
Oh, yeah.
You must be very clean in general.
Yeah.
Like I would never trust myself with
you
that.
You can use that for spilling wine, you can use that for spilling coffee, you can use that for muddy footprints, you can use that for cat messes.
Now, like, will it get that area of your rug even whiter than it was before? Like, or is it just going to, like, you know what I mean? Like, is there a difference between getting the stain out and then, like,
dinge.
Cleaning the rug?
Yeah, I mean, you probably, if the rug is dingy, you probably want to give the full thing a pass.
Love that. Okay.
But yeah, first, you can use it for one
cool.
or the other for, like, doing, like a full a full pass at it. It might be a little bit much on your back. To do like a lot because you will be bending over.
Oh, if you're gonna, not like a Roomba. You can't just like send it in on its
No, you can't send it.
They should make one. I buy it.
I mean, the thing is, I'm sure that some company is
in the
working
works.
On.
Yeah.
And if not, like I'll talk to.
They should make a Roomba that does that.
I'll talk to the iRobot people and be like, "Are you guys planning this?"
Yeah, please do.
Like, I have an in with the iRobot.
Oh my gosh.
I'm down with them.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I just saw them recently, actually. All right. Listen. So on that note, this is a good time for us to take a quick break because we have more exciting stuff.
Barbara, good luck.
Good luck out there, Barb. We're rooting for you. We got cat pee to talk about.
Ooh, buddy.
Caroline and I will be right back with more about your cats. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. I'm joined by Caroline Moss.
Hello.
We're talking about cats.
Cats and cat and vomit and cat pee. Happy holidays, everyone.
And you like, it's weird that a show about cleaning is this much fun,
it's
right?
It's so fun. And also, I'm just sort of like sitting here like, how did I become a person who like has two cats and is like, you should come on my podcast, talk about the cats. It's like, this wasn't my brand 4 years ago. This is really interesting. I am taking mental notes in my head. I'm like going to go buy Zout. I'm going to go rent like a spot cleaner. I'm really excited.
So yeah. One other thing that I don't know if you know about me, because we're newer friends, is that one of my big fetishes in life is that I love seeing the dirty wash water that people produce after they've like deep cleaned rugs or like soaked like really
I love
really
before
dingy.
And after pictures
I do too. I love it. So I have this thing on Twitter. It's called Wash Water Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm behind on it. I fell behind in October.
Sick.
Long story because I've had some issues.
Okay.
But people tweet their photos at me with hashtag Wash Water Wednesday, and then every Wednesday, like throughout
Damn.
The week, and then every Wednesday I share them all.
Okay.
I round them up as a Twitter moment.
That's amazing.
Wednesdays. Yeah.
Wow.
So when you do the rug,
I will totally share.
You can send me the wash water and you'll be part of Wash Water Wednesday.
That's what I like to do that when I have my big canister vacuum out and I like pick up all the hair that's around the house, and then I have to like pull it out of the thing.
It's
and
fun,
I'm like,
right?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
So people have started, in addition to the waters, they have started sending me, drain clumps, which is very exciting
that I
for
know.
Me.
You want to look at that?
Oh, I love it. I live for it.
All right. I might have to draw the line.
And also vacuum clumps. So you can send me the vacuum clumps.
I'll do vacuum clumps for sure. We had a family friend growing up that was so disgusted by hair off the head, even if it was their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought it was so funny. Like their hair would go like and get stuck in the drain. Not even just like, oh, this isn't a culmination of like all of our hair. It's just like literally from this one shower, she would throw at the sight of her own hair detached from her head. It was so crazy
That's
to me.
Wild.
Yeah, my mom talks about it. Called them. She's like, remember? And I'm like, no, I don't. But we talk about it a lot, so I feel like I do. But like, yeah, the drain thing, I might skip that one, but vacuum pumps 1,000% I will send.
I'm very excited about it. Good.
Cool.
Okay. So as promised, I have a question about cat pee.
Okay.
Who doesn't love to talk about cat pee?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have Caroline read our question from Hallie.
I might throw in a question about cat poop soon, too.
Okay.
Okay. So this is from Hallie. Hello. My cat of 14 years recently started a bad habit. He pees at the entranceway of my apartment. The entranceway, which is at the bottom of a staircase, has industrial quality carpeting, and I have no idea what's underneath it. It's a body. Okay, she says, I've tried white vinegar, which has sort of worked, but as I'm sure you know, the cat pee smell is really hard to get out. Thanks in advance.
Yeah.
P.S. He only does this when I'm out of the house for extended periods of time. He's quite spiteful, and despite being 14, he can easily maneuver around gates that I put up blocking his access to the entranceway. Can I ask one question to Hallie?
Yeah.
Hallie, are there other cats passing the entranceway of your apartment? I know that sounds really strange, but like I have a friend who has like a hallway cat and she like lingers in the hallway because cats pee when they're marking.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Their space. And like that would only happen if your cat started to smell.
We're going
to
talk about that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you know.
Am I on to something?
You are. I'm like so excited. Yay,
I understand cats.
Yeah.
So Hallie, I don't know. Or there's a body. Yeah. Buried below the staircase.
When Hallie says I don't know what's underneath her, what she's talking about is she doesn't know what kind of padding is underneath the carpet.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's why she was like,
it's a body. Yeah. That's what kind of padding it is. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're trying to explain this to me, but I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty certain I know what's up. Yeah.
It's just
okay.
Like a lot of teeth.
Yeah. It's like there's just this bag of body parts.
Okay. So I am so excited that I got to do this episode because I actually have a new product to tell you guys about cat pee. And I went back to like look to see when the last time, because for some reason I thought I had done a cat episode this year.
It's been a while.
I definitely did a dog episode, and so maybe I was just like getting confused or like I've had
they're
a lot.
Not the same, okay?
I know they're not.
Are you animal blind? Is that
no,
what you're saying?
I'm not animal blind. No, I'm a dog person. I'm not. I don't know why I just like convinced myself that for some reason
you had
maybe because I wrote that cat article and somehow I conflated it in my mind or something
makes
like
sense.
That. But anyway, I'm really excited to tell you guys that I have a new product that I can recommend specifically for cat pee odor.
Great.
Yes.
I'm ready. It's and I'm like pulling up my Amazon right now.
Yeah. So the thing that you want for cat pee odor is BioClean, BioKLEEN, BioClean, all one word. That's the brand name. BioClean, the product is called Backout, BACOUT.
Okay.
Backout.
Okay.
Okay. Here is how I learned about this. One of my friends who does product testing, like she's like a product testing expert.
Cool.
Had started doing a product test of cat and dog, like pet mess cleaning products.
Okay.
And so, you know, Nature's Miracle, BioClean Backout, like, all, you know, all of the ones that are, like, out there on the market.
Yep.
And one of the tests that she was doing specifically was cat pee. And she actually collected real cat urine.
Oh, my God.
I know, it's just horrifying.
Gross, but you know what? You got to do it. That's the job.
That's the job.
It's not like tampon commercials with the blue fluid.
Yep. No, she really used cat pee.
Nice.
And she said she was shocked. She said of all of the products that she tested, BioClean Backout was the one, the singular product that took cat pee odors out of every fabric and surface that she tried it on. Carpet, upholstery,
I just threw out a jacket.
Like everything. She did note, and this is important to say, is she said it wasn't that great on stains, but on the smell, it was the thing.
Wow.
And subsequent to that, I've recommended it to other cat owners who have been like, wow, holy shit, that really works. And I'm
really?
Like, yeah. I'm like, I mean, not that I didn't believe her testing, but like to also hear from like people.
Yeah, I love
I know
when something actually is legit.
Yeah.
Now, is there any way to use it like preventatively? Like, is there something you can do with it prior? So you're like, So with my cat, the litter box system that we have set up for cat, Kevin, we're still working on, but we have like these dehydrating pellets, and it sends the pee down to a pad and nothing smells. But if for some reason she like misses the mark and there's even like a little bit of cat pee somewhere that's not on the pad, it's over.
It's over.
And I'm wondering if there's like Is it something you can like wipe down the surface with so that if the pee hits that, it, like, will it
it'll
just,
like neutralize?
Just, yeah.
Like it's like poopery for, yeah. for cat pee.
Someone should invent that.
Let's also invent that.
Someone should invent that.
Why don't we invent
that? No one
things?
Invent that. We're inventing
gonna, we're
it.
We're going to invent that.
And we'll sue you.
And the Spot Bot Robot.
Yeah, let's do it. But that would be great, right? I mean,
we'll call it the Spot Robot.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Wow. We're on to something.
We're totally on to something. So don't steal our ideas.
So that's not a preventative measure then.
I don't think it'll work that way, unfortunately. I wish it would, but I just don't think it's going to work that way. But I do think that just using it on that area that's smelling like cat pee is going to take away the problem.
Does
Absolutely.
It matter if the cat pee has been there for, like, has really sunk in?
It's older cat pee. And so, I mean, yeah, it's harder to get out the older it is. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible that if you use the BioClean and it reduces the odor but doesn't fully eliminate it, you can take a page out of Barbara's book.
Yep.
And which I'm going to like try to not do Melissa Gorga at you. You guys,
oh,
Caroline,
take a page out of my
take
book.
Take a page
right.
out of my book. Caroline and I, sidebar, are both Real Housewives of New Jersey
when we
super
do,
fans.
When we, and honestly, when we do the Patreon, like the extra, I'm going to do is pretend I'm Caroline Manzo on Caroline Rules. Thanks for calling. Today's show is about divorce. Okay. Yes. So you should be a Patreon now if you
so
aren't.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to act out all of season three. So, okay. So yeah, take a page out of Barbara's book.
So I would say take a page out of Barbara's book and either give it a second pass or think about using one of those upholstery cleaning machines. So the way that the machines work is that they force cleaning solution into carpet upholstery and then they extrude it back out.
Okay, I love
so
it.
So that they're not sitting there wet.
So it's not just like rubbing it over the
right.
issue.
It's actually
getting
forcing
in.
It into the fibers and then it basically reverses
Neat.
And suctions it back out. And that's where you get the dirty wash water.
Got it.
Because it's pulling it out. So I think that if you use one of those machines in conjunction with the BioClean, you might get down into, if it's lingering because it's gotten into the padding or something like that, that may do the trick.
Okay.
I do want to say something as a little sidebar about the Nature's Miracle thing that a lot of people do really, really like it. But for every like two people you get saying Nature's Miracle is a miracle, you get one person being like, it doesn't work at all.
Right.
And I suspect, and partly I suspect this based on what my friend who does the product testing had told me about the back out working on every carpet and upholstery is that probably the problem is when Nature's Miracle isn't working is that you're using it on a fabric type that is more prone to holding odors. Because some fabrics just do hold odors more than others.
Wow.
So if you've got a fabric type that it does have a tendency to hold on to odors, the Nature's Miracle may not be strong enough for it. And that's probably the explanation for why some people swear by one product and some people don't. Say it doesn't work.
So what kind of fabrics are you looking at when you buy stuff, the one you want?
That part I don't know.
Well, that's a good thing to have to research now.
But yeah.
Obviously that makes so much sense.
Yeah. But yeah, just a really like a little sidebar interesting. Now let's get to this theory that you have about the other cat possibly marking the spot and the cat continuing to go back to it over and over. I don't think it's another cat, but
she's coming back to her own scent.
I think the problem is that Hallie's using vinegar to clean. And to us, vinegar and urine smell
different.
But to a cat, they smell the same. And so the cat is probably very likely smelling the vinegar and going back to that same spot. No, I'm also sidebar. Hallie, I actually believe you 10,000% that your cat is doing this out of spite.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For the rest
your
of you.
Your cat definitely does. But that's
for the rest. For the rest of you. Who have perhaps less spiteful cats, if such a thing exists. I generally tell people not to use white vinegar for cleaning up cat urine because it does have that tendency to linger and to a cat smell like their own urine.
Or than anything, though, because what if you clean up white vinegar?
Yeah, anything. If you have a cat in the home.
Oh, my God, it'll pee all over it.
Yeah.
I wish everyone could see my face right now. I'm, like, having an epiphany. that's crazy.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. So generally speaking, I don't recommend white vinegar for cleaning up pet messes for that specific reason. Even though it is a great odor neutralizer, it's just
not for the cat.
It's just that the olfactory system of cats operates differently from our olfactory systems, and so to them, it'll smell like the
piss.
Area where they marked, and they want to go back to that.
Yeah,
dogs are the same, by the way. Without the spite.
Wow.
So one last thing to say. Nice. As I mentioned, I did do a cat mess episode last year.
Yep.
It was episode 84. And I referenced it to tell you guys that in that episode, there was a listener who wrote to me to say, I read all of your stuff and love you. But mm-hmm. I hate Nature's Miracle and you recommend it all the time and it's never worked for me. And here's what has worked for me. And she gave me this recipe, this like DIY recipe that was pretty involved. And she did say, she was like, look, this is pretty involved. She also noted, and part of the reason I'm not going to go back through it, one, because I already did the episode and I want you guys to go back and listen to it. But also, she says it's much better for fresh pee. And obviously, in Hallie's case, we're talking about an older pee situation. But I do want to mention, one, that there is this kind of Nature's Miracle
antidote.
Well, there are alternatives. And to say to you that, like, if you use it and you love it, it works for you, great. But if it doesn't, that's okay, too.
Yeah, like, we're all different.
There are reasons for it. And
interesting.
It's totally okay for you guys to be like, a product that Jolie is recommending hasn't worked for me.
What episode number is that again?
Episode 84.
84. I'll be listening.
Indeed.
Cool.
So on that note, this is a good time to wrap up. And you can also go listen to episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
For Corey's thoughts on cat management.
I wish if we could get his permission, maybe you could put the video of him teaching me how to feed his cats on the Patreon.
Oh, I would love that. Well, I want him to come back on the show.
Yeah, you should have him make a video for
Why
you.
Why don't I have you guys come back together?
We'd love How about that. I'll have Dan come
too.
On with Corey, too. That would be great.
I would really, really like that. That would
I'm
be
sure
really,
we'd
really
all, yeah. I'm sure we'd
Oh,
all
we'd have
it.
A great time.
We'll bring the cats. And everyone will throw up everywhere, and then we'll just clean it up.
I'll bring the handheld, $69 handheld.
I'll bring the rental from the grocery store, and we'll be like, go crazy, cats, because we're going to clean up. I'll put down wall-to-wall carpeting in this room.
We have wall-to-wall carpeting, actually.
Well,
we have their floor tile.
Oh, I'm going to put down like a nice shag.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I think we've got a few shags lying around. We'll zhuzh up the studio.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, it'll be really exciting. All right, you guys, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would write... What would I love it if you would do? I don't do this every week, and I have to read off a script and then bobble over my own words. What would I like it if you would do? I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes and Spotify. You guys, remember, it's on Spotify now. Leave a rating and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And, of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.